Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve's into the morning now on KNSS, 7:47 on a Monday morning. I think that's 7:48 now. Three big things. Man's body recovered from Lake Afton after he went missing while swimming. Gasoline prices up 6 cents over the past 2 weeks nationwide to $2.22 a gallon. Several states putting reopening plans on hold after spikes in COVID-19 cases. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, we got some road construction. This road construction is actually westbound on Kellogg between Greenwich and Webb Road. That's going to be down to one lane. They're doing some pavement replacing there. And again, that's this week. So westbound Kellogg between Greenwich and Webb Road down to one lane. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 92 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 74. Tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny and warmer still, hotter still, a high tomorrow of 101 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. We've got a south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour and 76 degrees. Are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? BoxLink can help your business make a smooth transition toward the remote office environment and save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-BOX-LINK. That's 844-869-5465. A new international record in the world of tech.
Fox on Tech.
A supercomputer from Japan is now the fastest computer in the world. Called Fugaku, it was developed by two Japanese companies, Riken and Fujitsu. This is the first time in 9 years a Japanese computer is dubbed the fastest in the world. It processes at 415.5 petaflops. One petaflop is a computer doing 1 quadrillion floating point operations per second. The Fugaku placed first in the top 500 list, a bi-yearly compilation of the best computers judged by a panel of experts. Supercomputers perform a variety of tasks for countries. They can simulate nuclear blasts as well as model climate systems and biotech research. This particular system is expected to analyze thousands of existing drugs for possible coronavirus treatments. It's already run simulations on how respiratory droplets spread in partitioned office spaces and on packed trains when the windows are open. It's the first number one system on the list to be powered by ARM processors. Summit, an IBM-built supercomputer, came in second. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
French cosmetics giant L'Oreal says it will remove words like whitening from its skincare products following criticism of the company and global protests against racism. L'Oreal said in a statement Saturday that it has decided to remove the words white whitening, fair fairness, light lightening from all skin evening products. The decision follows a similar move by Anglo-Dutch company Unilever Thursday. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. An older business will see new growth. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's an 80-year-old Wichita business, and it is expanding in Delano. Ludeman Insulation and Supply plans to add nearly 15,000 square feet of warehouse space to its building at 203 North Handley. That's a block north of Douglas. Ludeman makes, distributes, and installs insulation. The new building will stock more insulation materials for Ludeman's current and future products. The company expects construction will be complete this year. WSU Tech has a scholarship offer for 2020 high school graduates, up to 15 tuition-free credit hours and fees in general education classes for the fall semester. WSU Tech calls it the First 15 Scholarship. More than 50 general education classes, including English composition, college algebra, and biology, are part of the scholarship offer. To be eligible, students have to enroll in at least 6 credit hours and apply for financial aid. And it appears the Small Business Administration will face a number of lawsuits over its handling of the Paycheck Protection Program. Experts say those lawsuits could have significant consequences for the program and for future coronavirus relief efforts. Since the CARES Act was signed into law March 27th, the SBA has become the subject of at least 26 separate non-bankruptcy lawsuits. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, Bill, we've got a couple of birthdays to celebrate today.
Oh, boy.
A couple of people that you probably know. Steve Schott's having a birthday today.
Steve Schott. Happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah. You know who that is, by the way?
Well, sure. He's been around here for a long time. He really got the Wranglers going there for a while.
Yeah. Been involved with sports development and so forth.
You bet.
So Schott's having a birthday. Any idea how old he is, Ted? Yeah.
Older than 25.
29.
Yeah, 29 and counting.
Of course, I think without his efforts, I don't think Intrust Bank Arena would exist.
Is that right?
He was head of the group that really made a push in that last couple of weeks to get the yes vote on that.
He worked hard, you bet.
He's a pretty good guy, too. Right. Happy birthday, Steve. And Jamel Holoperic's having a birthday today.
Smelly Jamelly Holoperic.
Really? Is that what you call
it? Yeah, she had that nickname when in high school, I think, and I kind of picked it up.
Smelly Jamelly?
She probably doesn't like to hear that.
I might hear a nickname in high school.
Happy birthday, Jamel.
Had a couple of nicknames in high school. One of them was Mac and Trash.
Mac and Trash.
Wasn't too bad, but then...
They must have seen you play basketball.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty ugly, no doubt about it. But that was one of them. Ted, you ever a nickname in school?
Not really.
Bill was probably... Well, Dr. Bill, probably, right?
Yeah, Dr. Bill and Red...
Red, yeah, because you got that red hair.
Right.
I like nicknames. They're a lot of fun. Today, yesterday was National Insurance Awareness Day. Or as the insurance agents will tell you, you never have enough life insurance. Right?
That's right.
They always say the same thing. My dad had two careers, actually. He was with Standard Oil as a dealer representative for about 25 years, and they forced him into early retirement. So he went out and got him a job selling insurance.
Wow.
And he did a real good job of it. Sold insurance to small business people and farmers out in western Kansas for years and years. And he did very well in the latter part of his career.
He was on the road a lot, wasn't he?
He was always on the road. He had a shoe shine and a smile going out there. And he had this greatest sales technique that I've ever heard. And it was very simple. Knock on the door, get inside, and annoy them until they can't stand you any longer, and they'll buy something and get you out of their house.
Yeah.
Just to get you out of the house.
Works pretty good. It worked for him anyway.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, guys, and happy birthday to Steve Schott and Jamel Holoperic today, 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted at the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. COVID-19 cases spike. Several states put reopenings on hold. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning. Oh, Ted's got sports coming up too, right, Ted?
Sure, we'll tell you about baseball spring training 2.0, which is probably coming up shortly.
Plus entertainment news on the way. The Blur's coming up.
8:35 this morning, all you need to know from entertainment over the weekend.
And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.